I was 18 years old, and I'd just gotten married, and I was working three different jobs, and my husband had had a back surgery, and I saw a billboard walking down the street that said, go where you want to go, be what you want to be. And I knew for a fact I wasn't where I wanted to be, and I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. So went in and talked to the recruiters and asked them if I could jump out of planes, because I always wanted to do that, and it's a very expensive hobby. And they said, oh gosh, we must test you. We're not sure if women can jump out of planes. And I said, okay, and I want to go to Alaska. And they said, you can either go to Alaska or you can jump out of planes. So I said, okay, well, my preference is to go to Alaska. And they handed me two sets of books that were probably 6-8 inches tall and said, pick a job. And the job I picked was finance and accounting. I remember going home and telling my father that I had joined the Army. And I will never forget the reaction that he had. He just looked at me with a blank face and just said, you have got to be kidding me. Women do not go in the military. What were you thinking? And basically wanted to disown me. I remember buying a new pickup truck in Indiana, leaving Fort Ben Harrison, driving home, building a camper shell on the back of it, and reporting for duty here at Fort Wainwright on June 20th of 1975 with a footlocker and a duffel bag. I was a private, and I wasn't authorized to have a husband or any kind of housing or anything, so we ended up tracking down someone we had been on the ferry with, and we lived in a tent. It cost $150 a month to pitch a tent in Fairbanks, Alaska in 1975. And so we spent the first couple of months living in a tent and then got housing at the university. And my husband was going to school there, so we spent a year living in married student housing. I remember coming home more often than not and waiting in the lobby for the dorm elevator and getting catcalled and called bad names while I was standing there in my uniform from students. In 75, it was a twofold thing. One of them was there was so much opposition to Vietnam that wearing a uniform, whether you were male or female, you were basically a target. And then the female part of it kind of added to it, because when you told people that you were in the military, they looked at you and went, oh, you're one of them. You kind of were left with the impression that you were, you know, you were a slut, or you were trying to find a husband, or you didn't have a brain. There was no reason why you were there other than to get something or to be used by people. And it was really disgusting. I had the privilege of having an extremely alcoholic drill sergeant who made life miserable for everybody, and he was awful. The teamwork and the bond that happened with all of us that were trying to survive this guy who really didn't believe that women belonged in the Army, so he was trying to get rid of every single one of us, and that was his goal. We showed him off. None of us scratched. We were all there, and we actually started winning awards. The thing that I was able to get, I think that I have to always acknowledge and appreciate the military for, is the training that they gave me in all the different aspects that weren't just my job, how to deal with people, how to be involved with a large group of people that you have only one thing in common with, your job, and how to be able to interact and find ways to work around that and maintain what you are trying to get out of it, not just what they want from you. I was the third person in my office, the third woman, and the third woman on post that was not a nurse that had ever been stationed at Fort Wainwright. So today to see so many more women in the military is just really encouraging. But it wasn't a happy time then.